Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fast-moving stuff this week as it relates to the RFK deal. Remember, back in late April, the mayor and Josh Harris, along with a lot of dignitaries, announced that the team was headed back home to the RFK site. A deal had been struck, but there, of course, was always the need for this deal to be passed by the D.C. City Council. That hasn't happened yet. The original deal called for a July 15th deadline for the council to vote on it. And yesterday, the chair, Phil Mendelson, introduced legislation to separate the stadium deal from the budget itself, which means it won't get voted on by July 15th. So lots of stuff happening. The team responded. Let's go to our guy, Eric Flack from Channel 9. We bring him on to the show. Of course, Eric does a great job covering a lot of different things for WUSA Channel 9, but a lot of the investigative stuff for all those years with Snyder and now the stadium stuff, he's been all over at Eric Flack TV on X and on Twitter. So, you were on my podcast yesterday, and then more stuff happened after we recorded that. So catch everybody up to speed, you know, from April 28th to where we are now.
Yeah, well, you know, the big issue that I think your listeners need to know about is the fact that the mayor had made the RFK Stadium funding deal a part of the larger budget. And from the beginning, which means the money was all tied up as part of this larger overall budget plan. And there was a lot of criticism from DC Council about when the stadium deal was introduced and announced in relation to when the budget itself was handed to DC Council. And from the beginning, there has been pushback from DC Council about not being able to fully digest it and being painted into a corner by the mayor to approve the deal without proper oversight. And so despite assurances in the past that they would not do that, yesterday DC Council voted to strip the RFK Stadium deal out of the city's budget cycle this year. Now, that does not mean that they're not going to approve it, pass it, or ultimately bring the Commanders back to the RFK site. What it does mean is that they are dealing with one of the more complicated and consequential budgets in recent D.C. history because of the deficit and everything that's going on with the federal government. And they are literally kind of focused to a man and woman on the budget issues facing the city outside of the stadium. And they have pulled the stadium issue out of the budget to settle the budget itself, police officers, education, violence interrupters, that sort of thing. And then they're going to consider the stadium as part of a separate legislation now, once they will get to after they settle the budget sometime this month. The problem in the eyes of the Washington Commanders is that this now threatens their timeline to open the stadium in 2030 and bid on things like having DC and the new stadium be a Women's World Cup site in 2031, because they say every month that DC Council does not approve this stadium pushes back their timeline and threatens everything that they have laid out. So things have gone from tense to more tense between DC Council, who feels like they are being bullied by the mayor and the team, and the mayor, Mayor Bowser, and the Commanders, who feel like they are giving DC Council a gift of a financial windfall and economic redevelopment that the city desperately needs right now.
All right. So what we are now dealing with is not whether or not they will get to it and will vote on it, but the time frame in which they get to it and whether or not that pleases or displeases the football team. And based on their statement, even though, you know, it was somewhat upbeat, the fact that, you know, it ends with, "We are hopeful the council will continue to work in an expedited way to approve this deal and deliver a significant win for the people of D.C., I think, you know, reflects the frustration over sort of what I think many people would perceive, and I know that there's a lot of complexity to this, but the perception is, hey, you got this on April 28th. Yeah, you got the budget, you got the stadium. Do both of them within the time frame of July 15th. So let's get to it. When will they vote on it? When will, if it's not July 15th, when will it be, and how much will that impact the team, and what would the team do as a response if it didn't get voted on until well after the deadline?
I think a lot of this, we're now in uncharted, it's all uncharted territory, but really this stadium issue has actually been pretty calm sailing until now. I think what I'm being told is that certainly August, before D.C. Council would be able to approve a stadium deal, possibly September. And when you start talking about possibly September, that's when the team starts getting really, really upset. They're issuing statements saying, you know, we any substantive delays, the words that they're using in their official statement are any substantive.
Yeah, that's the word. Is substantive.
Delays.
Yeah.
Any serious delays. Let's dumb it down for people like me. any serious delays to approval are going to threaten specifically them bidding on the 2030 being a host site for 2031 World Cup. So my understanding from people close to this is that's September. If it goes past August, I've been told August is kind of the drop dead. What date in August? I'm not sure. But sometime in August, if you get past that, then the team starts saying their timeline is really kind of messed up. I have been told by at least one or two council members that this drifting into September is very much a possibility. The council members tell me, tell me quite honestly, look, A, we don't want to screw this up. We don't want to mess up the Commanders. And there's an idea that if the city is in fact going to spend this much money, that you better do it in a way where you're going to get all the benefits. And
right,
certainly being a Women's World Cup,
that's a benefit to the city as much as it is to the owners of the football team.
So if you're going to spend the money and do it in a timeline which is ultimately going to bring you immediate returns. And so, but the question then becomes, I think on a lot of council members' minds, wait, are they really not going to be able to bid on the Women's World Cup if we approve this in September as opposed to August? Is that really, really going to, like, be the difference? And I think that's where kind of the gray area comes in, is that you've got the team saying, look, we've already condensed the timeline. We're already trying to do this in basically under 5 years, or just about 5 years, if you're talking about from now. But, I mean, shovels aren't even in the ground yet. And so every month or two of delays, and then you get into December, the winter months where you probably can't work as much. Every month or two of delays over the summer actually, you know, is compounded, or is it this kind of just more, you know, jockeying by the team with the DC Council trying to get their deal passed? And I think that's where kind of the gray area now comes in, is who's right, who's wrong, and how consequential is a month or two more of delay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, you and I talked about this yesterday, but, you know, the council does have a job to do. I think most reasonable people understand that, and if you're a tax-paying D.C. resident, and I am, you want the best possible deal for the city, and it's their job to get that. And perhaps by waiting and pushing it off and having a deep understanding that they don't want to go anywhere, they're not going to Maryland, and they're not going to lose the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup, maybe they end up getting a better deal and they look really good at the end. But the perception right now is bureaucratic snail's pace. How about do two things simultaneously? How about work, you know, 24/7 and over weekends and get this thing done and let's move on? And I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying the perception can be left that that's what's going on.
And then they would be on this call with you right now, Kevin, and they would say, well, if the timing were so important, you know, why didn't the mayor and the, you know, loop in the council sooner? You know, why? And so my point being that there's all this finger pointing, like, well, you should have done this. Well, you should have done this. And in the end, you know, we're kind of left with two sides who want to get to the same destination, but are kind of arguing because of politics, maybe because of egos and because of true, like, you know, altruistic responsibility to serve their constituents somewhere in there. You hope that there it's in there as to like how it's going to be done and how quickly it's going to be done. And then you get to the question of whether the council are really going to ask for and are the commanders really going to be able to like accommodate that and who's going to ultimately, you know, it becomes a game of chicken and who's going to ultimately back down and acquiesce and are we going to start digging our heels in and, you know, how much hardball are either side going to play? How much hardball can either side play at this point?
Well, post July 15th, based on the term sheet and my understanding of it, the only way chicken is played is if the team goes back to Maryland and starts to negotiate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the let's say the council asks for something. Let's say it goes to August. And the council is like, well, we want more revenue on the parking. We want part of the parking revenue. Because right now we don't get any of the parking revenue. We pay for parking garages, but we don't keep any of the money. That's a big sticking point. And the team is like, go pound sand. We're keeping the parking revenue. Well, where do we go from there? Like, you know, but the council's like, no, we want the parking revenue. And the team's like, we're not giving you the parking revenue. We need that to pay for the stadium. Well, who gives in that situation? You know, it's things like that, and there's a million little...
Do you think that's the number one sticking point, parking revenue?
I think that the labor thing, which is really inside baseball, it's really
what,
complicated.
What, union versus non-union?
The union stuff, the idea that the mayor has stripped a provision, like if it's government or federal land, you're supposed to use... like this PLA, like I forget what PLA, performance labor agreement, but you're supposed to basically use like union folks on like any development on like federal land. And the mayor stripped that or tweaked it to say, yes, for the stadium, but for everything else that's going to be built a lot by Josh Harris and investors and like him, this doesn't apply. Well, that angers the council, too. And they are like, wait, that's not fair to workers, union workers who are going to lose out on all these other projects. I mean, that's another one. I mean, council member White told me he wants the commanders to move their headquarters to D.C. Well, that is part of this deal. That's not going to happen. You know, but what if he digs his heels in? He's like, I want you to move your headquarters to D.C. so we get the full benefit of the Washington Commanders. Well, the Commanders are all set up in Ashburn, and they're investing hundreds of millions of dollars. You know,
they could move some of their stuff in College Park to D.C., though, right?
What are headquarters, right?
I mean, but we're talking about a minimal number of employees, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's stuff like that.
All right, I know you got a role, but the exit question is two part. One, give me a prediction on when they vote on this. And two, where is the city council right now, the 12 members of the city council on yes, no votes?
So that's such a, okay. First question first. I think cooler heads prevail and they get this done in August because I think DC council does ultimately realize that speeding up this process benefits them financially in the long run. And I think the 2031 Women's World Cup is a big deal. That is not too far away. Those are dollar returns that they can see and say, okay, reach out and touch. And because we're not talking about something too far down the road, and I think it's embarrassing that D.C. is not a site for the Men's World Cup, and right. and they don't want that to happen again. So I'll say August with that. B, the Post has this count.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, I mean, people like White, you know, there are some, like, you know, there are the yes votes with just the McDuffies, the Pintos of the world, like Danita Bonds, they're like, yes, whatever. There are the no votes, like Nadeau. See, I only count Nadeau as no, definitely no vote, maybe Allen. But I don't count Mendelsohn as a no vote. I think ultimately he is going to, and I think White and a lot of the others that say there are conditions and we're not sure, I think they're ultimately going to come around. I told you yesterday, even Robert White, who I did this interview with, who has major concerns, he's bringing up all these problems, acknowledges and he gives the analogy of the Louis Vuitton shoes. He's like, my wife, you know, may want Louis Vuitton shoes. That might not be a great financial decision for me and my family, but she wants it, and the kids think she's going to love them and look good in them. And eventually I buy the Louis Vuitton shoes, even though, like, I don't think it's really the best use of our money, because it's just kind of what we want to do. And he says the stadium kind of ultimately becomes that. Like, are there financial concerns? Sure. But, like, you know, it is pretty clear a lot of the people want it. And we just might have to kind of, like, take our time with, like, how we agree to this, to spending all this money. And I think all those people in that camp ultimately come and find a way to vote for the stadium.
By the way, I got to run and you got to run, and I'm up against a hard break, but would they even vote if they didn't have seven votes?
I mean, anybody can call for a vote at any time.
Okay.
I mean, it's not up to the commanders or the mayor. This is out of their hands at this point. It's in the hands of the D.C. Council.
All right. Hope you're right. Hope they get it done, you know, in August, and that's satisfactory to the team. Appreciate it, as always, Eric. Thanks. Great job. Eric Flack, everybody. Investigative, Murrow Award-winning investigative reporter. Chase Hughes covers the Wizards for Monumental Sports. He'll join us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.